material things does not mean becoming inert altogether, as men with a poor fund of knowledge think. Neskarma means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of non-essentials does not mean negation of the essential. Similarly, detachment from the material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of material sense enjoyment. That is the sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor he is engaged in the inferior energies, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of Almighty. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge and detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being.
Translation.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
So, this is a very important verse.
So, this is a very important verse.
So, Prabhupada bases preaching on these verses.
Srila Prabhupada based his preaching on these verses.
By engaging the devotees around the world in the devotional service, they automatically developed spiritual knowledge and detachment from all the things.
By engaging devotees all around the world in devotional service, they automatically get knowledge and detachment.
So today is the appearance day of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
So today is the appearance day of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He was born in a very rich family.
He was born in a very rich family.
And he got educated in English and Bengali.
He got educated in English and Bengali.
So he was able to take up different projects and different books in English.
So he was able to take different projects and books in English.
So he wanted to spread Lord Chaitanya's movement all over the world.
He wanted to spread Lord Chaitanya's movement all over the world.
At first he saw that the Vaishnava Dharma of Sri Chaitanya had fallen to disrepute.
As first he saw that the movement of Lord Chaitanya has fallen to disrepute.
Because of different upper sampradayas. Or each claiming to be the bona fide Chaitanya followers.
Or each claiming to be one of the bona fide followers of Chaitanya.
But they are doing various immoral acts.
But they were doing various immoral acts.
And they didn't have proper philosophy.
They did not have proper philosophy.
I don't want to go into the details.
I don't want to go into the details.
But they all had some very wrong ideas.
But they all had some very wrong ideas.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was trying to find a copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was trying to find a copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
But he could not find it.
But he could not find it.
That was how the woman of Lord Chaitanya fell in such dispute.
That is how the movement of Lord Chaitanya was fallen into a disrepute.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he finally understood that the pure ruler of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur finally understood that the pure movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
was actually what fulfills this verse, these verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Is what fulfills all these verses in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Engages people in a pure devotional service.
Engage the people in pure devotional service.
Of Lord Krishna, Lord Govinda. And thus, people naturally develop transcendental knowledge and detachment from worldliness.
And thus, people will naturally develop this knowledge and detachment from this material world.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he decided not to do business because a business that we had to a certain extent cheat and lie.
Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he did not want to do business because in business, to a certain extent, people have to cheat and lie.
At first, he started to be a school teacher.
So at first, he started to be a school teacher.
Because he thought that when one idea, he could maintain his family. He got married when he was 12 years old.
Because he thought that it was an ideal idea to maintain his family. He was married when he was 12 years old.
So, and he quickly became a headmaster of various schools.
Then he quickly became the headmaster of various schools.
And he wrote some books in Orissa, on all the holy places in Orissa.
In Orissa, all the royal places in Orissa.
In English. And so he was headmaster in Medinipur and different parts of Orissa.
He was the headmaster in Medinipur and different parts of Orissa.
And somehow the British decided to hire him as a member of their Indian Administrative Service.
Somehow the British decided him to be the member of their Indian Administrative Services.
And he became the first administrator of the Jagannath Puri Temple.
And he became the first administrator of the Jagannath Puri Temple.
At that time, he and his wife prayed to Lord Jagannath.
At that time, he and his wife prayed to Lord Jagannath.
They could have a ray of Vishnu. They could have a pure devotee as a son.
They could have a pure devotee as their son.
And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was born to them. And they gave him the name Bimala Prasad. And so Jagannath Prasad is offered to Bhima Devi and then to the Prophet.
Since all the Jagannath Prasad in Jagannath Puri is first offered to Bimala Devi and then to the public.
So when Lord Jagannath's wrath came in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house.
So when Lord Jagannath's wrath came in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house,
it stopped. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife came up with a baby and offered him as the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife came and he offered the baby to the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath.
And Lord Jagannath's garland fell over the baby.
So then Lord Jagannath's garland fell over the baby.
So like this. He wanted to find out what was the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
He wanted to find out which is the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
So he was transferred to Nadia district.
So he was transferred to Nadia district.
And he took all his residence in Suraganj.
And he took up his residence in Suraganj. Then from there he would go every day to Krishnanagar in horse cart.
And at those days the magistrates were simultaneously administrative and judicial.
In those days the magistrate were simultaneously administrative and judicial.
So he would go and he would try cases.
Then he would go and he would try cases.
And would also see the administration.
And would also see the administration.
So apparently he did the cases very quickly. And none of his cases were overturned in the High Court. Because he followed the law of precedence very meticulously. So at the same time, he was trying to locate where the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was.
At the same time, he wanted to locate where the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was.
And he saw that a light from Sri Mayapur.
Then he saw a light from Sri Mayapur.
And he realized that that was the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
He realized that that was the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
Because it said that Lord Chaitanya's kirtan would disturb Chandkazi.
Because it was said that Lord Chaitanya's kirtan disturbed Chandkazi.
And the Chandkazi place was established, that was known.
And the place of Chandkazi was known.
That was in Baman Pukur.
That was in Baman Pukur. It's about a kilometer away.
So that was visible, that the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya could. A sound could reach a kilometer.
That was reasonable, that the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya would reach a kilometer.
Some people are saying that the birthplace is in the present town of Navadvip.
So some people were saying that the birthplace is in the present town of Navadvip.
That's about 4 or 5 hours.
That's about 4 or 5 kilometers.
Not reasonable that the sound would reach to Chandkazi.
Not reasonable that the sound would reach to Chandkazi.
And Lord Jagannatha took Jagannatha's body on his breast.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur took Jagannatha's Babaji on a basket on his head.
And he went to the place where he had seen the light.
And he went to the place where he had seen the light.
He asked the local people, what is this place?
He asked the local people, what is this place?
He said, this place is cursed.
They said that this place is cursed.
Whatever we grow, simply Tulsi comes up.
Whatever we grow, simply Tulsi comes up.
Eggplant, nothing grows, only Tulsi.
Eggplant, tomatoes, nothing grows up, only Tulsi.
And then he walked to that Tulsi forest with Jagannath Babaji on his head.
Then he walked through the Tulsi garden with Jagannath Das Babaji on his head.
And then at a certain point, Jagannath Babaji was like 113 years old. He was very old. His eyes were kept open with matchsticks.
Jagannath Das Babaji was around 113 years old. He was very old. His eyelids were open with the matchsticks.
He could hardly walk.
He could hardly walk.
And so he would be carried out in a basket.
So he would be carried out in a basket. But at a particular point, he started jumping.
So, like a transcendental Geiger counter, he revealed the exact place of Lord Chaitanya's appearance.
Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, he revealed the exact place of the birth of Lord Chaitanya.
I call it Yoga Pit.
And they called it Yoga Pit.
A place where Lord touched the earth.
The place where Lord touched the earth.
From the spiritual world.
From the spiritual world.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, since he was a magistrate.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, since he was a magistrate.
He didn't want to take away donations because people might use it as some kind of a bribe.
He did not want to take big donations because people may use it as bribe.
So he only would take 1 rupee from each person.
So he would take only 1 rupee from each person.
Of course, at that time, a rupee was more valuable.
Of course, at that time, 1 rupee was more valuable.
But still, it was a very modest amount.
But still, it was very less.
Modest amount. Modest.
Modest.
So you had 30,000 people and collect 1 rupee each.
So he went to 30,000 people to collect 1 rupee each.
And built the first facility at the birthplace.
And built the first facility at the birthplace.
And built a hut of
And built a grass hut of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he organized his life very systematically.
So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he organized his life very systematically.
So he would every day a certain amount of time for his family.
Every day he would give certain amount of time to his family.
He would do his appointment.
He would do his appointments.
He would chant his japa.
Chant his japa.
Write his books.
Write his books.
Write songs.
Write songs.
Meet devotees.
Meet devotees.
He had everything scheduled.
He had everything scheduled.
When he would do what?
When he would do what?
So he's like the, you see his time, our schedule, you see that he beats all the modern time management gurus.
If you see his time scheduling, you will know that he beats all the modern time management gurus.
His time was unbelievable.
His time schedule was unbelievably perfect.
So, he also established a preaching movement.
He also established preaching movement.
At that time, he had recognized that Lord Nityananda had started the Nam Hatha.
At that time, he recognized that Lord Nityananda had started the Nam Hatha.
And that had fallen by the wayside.
That had fallen by the wayside.
So he restarted the Nam Hatha.
So he restarted the Nam Hatha.
And that we have written a book called Dodrum Kalpatavi.
That we have written a book called Godrum Kalpatavi,
which has details of some of the principles of the Namhatta.
Which has the details of some of the principles of Namhatta.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had established his Namhatta all over Bengal, Orissa.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had established this Namhatta all over the Bengal and Odisha. Was also mentioned by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He formed 64 Gaudiya Mats.
He mentioned the Namhatta, but he didn't find much remnants of Namhatta.
He did mention about the Namhatta, but we did not find much remnants of Namhatta.
I found two Vipanna ashrams.
I found two Prapanna ashrams.
In South Bengal.
In South Bengal.
And those were originally established by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Those were originally established by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I thought obtaining the blessings of all the Srila Prabhupada and his godbrothers.
So taking the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, his godbrothers.
We restarted the
Namhatta.
But, so right now we have all over the world, 10,000 Namhattas.
Right now, all over the world, we have around 10,000 Namhattas.
I don't have the exact number.
I don't have the exact number.
And then from the urban Namhatta.
And then from the urban Namhatta.
We started the
Bhakti Viksha groups.
Which are small Namhattas.
Which are like small Namhattas.
In the urban area.
In the urban areas.
So, in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written many books.
So, in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written many books.
He wrote Life and Teachings of Sri Chaitanya.
He wrote Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
And sent that to different places, Canada, Australia.
And he sent that to different places like Canada, Australia.
I also saw a copy of the McGill University.
I also saw the copy in McGill University. He had made the Bhakti Kutir in Puri.
And we're very fortunate that we got that.
We are very fortunate that we got that.
And we're renting from the Bengal government.
We are renting it from the government.
Of Bengal. So, I heard when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate in the Nadia district.
I heard when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate in Nadia district.
He oversaw particular competition.
He oversaw particular competition.
Are different students or schools were doing athletic competition.
Where different students of different schools were doing athletic competitions.
So he had to do many things on behalf of the government.
So he had to do many things on behalf of the government.
On his third time he would be researching the books of Lord Chaitanya and preaching.
In the spare time, he would be researching the books of Lord Chaitanya and preaching.
So, in this way, we see that this verse, that by engaging in devotional service to Krishna.
So, in this way, if you see this verse, by engaging in the devotional service of Krishna,
one really achieves causeless knowledge.
one immediately achieves causeless knowledge
and detachment from the world.
And detachment from the world.
While
Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada,
taking the inspiration from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, His Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur,
taking the inspiration of from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his spiritual master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur,
he spread the Krishna conscious movement all over the world.
He spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world.
Taking the people to engage in devotional service to Krishna.
Taking the people to engage in devotional service to Krishna.
So Prabhupada went to the Birnagar.
So Prabhupada went to Birnagar.
And suppose to do something on the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
And he said that we should do something on the birthplace of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
At that time his brother, Aritra Prasad Thakur, was present.
And that at that time his guru's brother Lalita Prasad was present.
So he discussed him, and initially there was some agreement that they would jointly do something to develop the workplace.
So initially they had some agreement that they would jointly do something for the development of that place.
But the committee of their advisory against it.
But the committee or the advisory they cancelled.
And so then Prabhupada became very impatient.
So then Prabhupada became very impatient.
And he asked.
Then he asked,
Isn't it sinful?
Is it not sinful?
You can't develop the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
You cannot develop the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
And then you don't cooperate with people.
And then you don't cooperate with the people who can develop it.
Isn't that sinful?
So is it not sinful?
So, because he took Aritra Prasad Thakur as his guru's brother, so he was taken as a guru brother.
So, as he took Lalita Prasad, the guru of the brother of his guru, so he took him as his guru varga.
And when he said, I asked a question.
A question
is not offensive.
A question is not offensive.
I didn't say, you are sinful. I asked a question. Isn't it
I did not say you are sinful. I just asked a question. Is it not sinful?
So, my father, brother was instructing us. How we should be respectful, but if we see something illogical, we can ask a question.
Like that, Srila Prabhupada was training us that if we find something illogical, we should not be criticizing, but we can ask questions.
So the workplace is hallelujah.
So still the birthplace is little developed.
From what it was. But there's still much more that could be done. And I can say that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a great visionary.
Considering that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a great visionary. We should glorify him in an eloquent manner.
So Prabhupada, when they could have met recently, the entire Prabhupada erected a temple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the entranceway.
In the temple, in Yogapit, they erected a temple in the main gate.
They said that they're keeping Bhaktivinoda Thakur like a Dharmad.
So they said, Srila Prabhupada said that they are keeping Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a Dharban.
And he should be given a very brief Come a big position, not at a doorway, a little temple.
He should be given a big position in a big temple, not like a door, like a darban or a gate.
Doorway.
Our Prabhupada had a very great appreciation for Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Anyway, Srila Prabhupada had great respect for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
And we were very happy to visit the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I mean the temple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Godrum Dweep.
We are very happy to visit the temple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Godrum Dweep.
Also the Surabhi Kunja.
Also the Surabhi Kunja.
And today we are having the SGDA meeting in Zoom.
Today we are having an SGVA meeting on Zoom.
Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnava Association.
Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnava Association.
So, we have this morning from 9:30 to 12:30.
That will be held this morning from 9:30 to 12:30.
So, we're really happy that all the Gaudiamats and all the Islam are gathering to glorify His Majesty's Bhakti Thakur.
So we are very happy that all the Gaudiamats and ISKCON are uniting together to glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
What time is it?
8:45.
Basis of our Krishna conscious movement is the desire of
The basis of our Krishna consciousness movement is the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He predicted, which is written in the Bhaktivinoda Vani.
What he predicted is written in Bhaktivinoda Vani.
Vaibhav. That one day will happen when the Kirtan of Lord Chaitanya will be there in Russia and France and UK and London.
That one day will come when the Kirtan of Lord Chaitanya will happen in Russia, France, London,
and America. And
People will be chanting Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana.
Kartals and the jungles.
With kartals and mridangas.
He also predicted that foreigners will come from overseas.
He also predicted that the foreigners will come from overseas
and participate in the Navadvip Parikrama.
And will participate in the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama.
And then they would join with the Indian Parikrama Party.
And then they will join the Indian Parikrama Party.
And then embrace them and chant Jai Sachinandana.
And will embrace them and will chant Jai Sachinandana.
Not considering any caste consciousness or any material distinction.
Not considering any material distinction.
And saying that he wrote that during the British time when the British were looking down on the Indians.
Since he wrote that in the British time when Britishers were looking down at the Indians.
That was something inconceivable.
It was something inconceivable.
But he had this vision. And he was saying how the different religions are like locked themselves up in a fortress, like a sectarian fort.
He was saying that how all the religions have locked up themselves in a fort like a sectarian religion.
Somehow I didn't understand that there is only one God.
Somehow they did not understand that there is only one God.
And that there are maybe different ways of serving Him, approaching.
And that there may be different ways of observing and approaching Him.
And He was a true visionary and revolutionary.
He was a true visionary and revolutionary.
To see how the different religions in the world could cooperate together on the basis of theism.
To see how the different religions in the world cooperate together with theism.
And still we are yet to achieve that.
And still we are yet to achieve that.
Although there are different attempts at interfaith programs.
Although there are different attempts of interfaith programs.
So, here's the saddest thing of the true philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So his establishing of the true philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
changed the whole system.
Changed the whole system.
And
that was further propagated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada.
Right, so A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
And then by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Who brought it all over the world.
Who brought it all over the world.
Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, someone will come.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that someone will come.
And he will easily travel from one continent to another.
And he would easily travel from one continent to another.
And spread the movement of Lord Chaitanya.
And spread the movement of Lord Chaitanya.
At that time, there was no idea of planes.
So at that time, there was no idea of planes.
And the way you could travel from one continent to another was only by ship.
And the way to travel from one continent to another was only by ship.
That's not very fast.
That's not very fast.
So, he had said that somehow someone will come. Easily go from one continent to another.
And he said someone will come and somehow he will travel to one from one continent to another continent very easily.
So it seems that he was predicting the coming of Srila Prabhupada.
So it seems that he was predicting the coming of Srila Prabhupada.
At the time when we had the airplanes.
At the time when we had the airplanes.
So he visited the different continents.
So he visited the different continents.
He went to every continent in the world.
He went to every continent in the world.
He went to Australia, all over Asia.
He went to Australia, all over Europe, all over Asia.
All over Africa.
All over Africa.
Latin America. America, Canada. And Japan, everywhere. So, he around the world about 12 or 14 times.
So, he traveled around the world around 12 to 14 times.
And this is all predicted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
This was all predicted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
And so has come.
That someone would come
and do this service.
And do this service.
On his day of appearance, we're very happy to be observing.
So on his day of appearance, we are very happy to be observing.
And he is the telling of this verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
And he is it is depicted in the verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
By engaging in the pure devotional service to Krishna,
one naturally develops knowledge and detachment from the material world.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other questions?
Checking, Guru Maharaj.
Question from Chidananda Nimai Das. Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Hello, we're here.
Okay. Prabhu is putting in
we have a humble clarification. How can we practically adopt time management following in the footsteps of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, knowing well that our mind is not willing to stay in a single place? Chidananda Nimai Das.
This time Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we have to make our devotional service as our priority.
Just like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we have to make our devotional serve life as our priority.
But as a grihastha, he has to give time for everything.
Because as a grihastha, he had to give time for everything.
He had to do his work.
He had to do his work.
Had to guide his family.
Had to guide his family.
And do some service.
Had to do some japa.
And wrote his books.
He wrote his books.
According to what your services, make a time schedule and stick to it.
According to your services, you make a time schedule and stick to it.
That was the example shown by Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
That was the example shown by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
He didn't space out.
He did not space out.
He stuck to his program.
He stuck to his program.
While preaching to smart Brahmins, oftentimes it becomes difficult to make them unlearn and learn newly the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. How should we practically deal with such challenges? Gauranga Prasad Das.
Star does have a very partial understanding of the Vedas.
You see, the Smartas, they have a very partial understanding of the Vedas.
And many Smartas who met are disciples of Narottam Das Thakur and others.
There are many Smartas who met the disciples of Narottam Das Thakur and others.
And actually the Vedas are very clear. How we should do devotional service.
That we should do devotional service.
And they don't somehow never see those verses. And they don't actually have answers to these questions. Which come up by knowing the Shastra. You can defeat the Smartas. So they all believe in the Shastra. So that they don't know about devotional service. So, if you know the Shastra, you can show how the Bhagavad Gita, the
So if you know the Shastras, you can show Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, different Vedas.
How bhakti is most important.
How bhakti is most important.
It's like Bhagavad Gita and I think it was a Srila Ram, as like Srila was the best worship.
So just like Parvati to Shiva, she asked, what is the best worship?
So sometimes, you know, we don't use these verses from the other Puranas.
So sometimes we don't use these verses from other Puranas.
But the Smartas, they're very attached to the different Puranas.
But the Smartas, they're very attached to these Puranas.
And sometimes we can say these lessons, like Shiva said.
So sometimes we can say these lessons like what Lord Shiva said.
Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. For all the types of worship, Vishnu worship is the best.
Of all types of worship, Vishnu worship is the best.
With one exception.
With one exception.
Hatram Devi Tadiyanam Sarajanam. On one exception, those things connected, those objects, persons connected to Vishnu.
Those objects, persons connected to Vishnu.
Worship of them is more beneficial.
Worship of them is more beneficial.
So today, worshiping Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
So today, worshiping Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
May be more beneficial.
May be more beneficial.
Because Lord Krishna is very pleased when you worship his devotee.
Because Lord Krishna is very pleased when his devotees are worshipped.
And we recently observed
the Radhashtami.
And so she's very dear to Krishna.
She is very dear to Krishna.
By worshipping her.
By worshipping her.
Please
Krishna more.
That's what so.
Okay. This is question from Sujitendri Prabhu. Very humbly want to ask, what would Srila Prabhupada comment if he saw that hundreds of people are walking in with shoes to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan kutir, quote unquote bhakti kutir, which is turned into a restaurant?
Interesting question.
Interesting question.
On the first floor of the temple of Radha Krishna and Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
On the first floor, there is temple of Radha Krishna and Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Everyone leaves their shoes, goes up.
And
everybody
leaves their shoes and go up.
So, in the temple, no one wears shoes.
In the temple, no one wears shoes.
At this interesting point, to maintain the temple, they have a restaurant.
But it's interesting point, but to maintain the temple, they have a restaurant.
Of
Krishna Prasadam.
So I don't know if they take off their shoes or not.
I don't know if they take off their shoes or not.
But it's an interesting point.
But it's an interesting point.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Today, I want to mention that our dear God sister, Rama Devi, he left her body at this morning at 3:30 a.m.
Our dear God sister, Rama Devi, she left her body at 3:30 a.m. today.
She had a terminal cancer.
She,
somehow I was very fortunate. I went to see her by Zoom last night.
Somehow I was very fortunate. I went to see her last night by Zoom.
And I was hopeful that she would recover.
And we were very hopeful that she would recover.
Her oxygen assimilation was going down, but...
Her oxygen assimilation was going down.
But a machine that to help her was coming from Calcutta.
But the machine to help her was coming from Kolkata.
I don't know what happened, but she left last night at 3:30 a.m. and the oxygen is...
So I don't know what happened, but she left her body at 3:30 a.m. in the auspicious Muhurata.
Brahma Muhurata.
Brahma Muhurata.
So, I'll have some Smriti Sabha for her after some days.
So we'll have Smriti Sabha for her after some days.
And starts to announce the final rites.
They are supposed to announce the final rites.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare.